Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we have to break.
Oh, yeah.
What I was going to tell you is that we're in a beard renaissance. They actually track these things,
mm-hmm.
like actual renaissance.
What does that even mean?
Ooh, there's a
yeah,
teddy.
How is a renaissance defined?
Look at that, Buck.
Yep.
You got your teddy.
Teddy.
Texans have just taken the lead on the Bucs.
That actually may be the best thing that could happen to Tampa Bay, to be
yeah,
honest with you.
I agree with you.
Because
now they have 2 minutes to try to tie it.
Yeah, I really, if you're the Texans,
you could have just milked it and kicked a field goal.
Kick a field goal and win, although I think the Bucs have all their timeouts, so they probably wouldn't have let you. But this
so it's
actually,
19-14, they have to get a two-point conversion to go up 7.
Yeah, so this may actually end up, I'm not saying that Tampa Bay let them score, but...
Oh, they might have, yeah. You might be right.
Yeah, I don't know. He was untouched. I wonder if there wasn't a, guys, just let him go here. Because now you got all your timeouts and, what, well, almost 2 minutes and some change?
That helps Houston bettors, though.
Yeah, it does.
Huh?
I'll
be interested.
Am I right, Buckley?
Yeah.
I'll be interested in the post game if he says that they let him score.
Judging on the replays, it didn't look like the defense was intentionally cooked. It just looked like they were authentically cooked.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Houston's offense has been rough in this game, but somehow they're winning.
Well, both of these defenses are quite good, and you know, and the Tampa even gave up a block punt, held them to a field goal, and then you know that punt return. So the Tampa defense has held up their end.
Well,
I tell
you, I got to call something.
Yeah,
I just got to call it.
Yeah,
Baker turnover in 3-2-1.
I would say this.
Am I wrong?
No, Tristan Wirfs, and you're going to have to throw the ball. That Houston front is going to pin their ears back, and that ball better come out in a hurry, and I mean a hurry.
Well.
Yeah, the beard renaissance. I don't know what a beard renaissance. I mean, we all have beards.
Well, there have been periods of history. Yes, everyone has a beard now.
Yes.
And
now I'm getting the, like, I've seen some TikToks and, Twitter stuff.
Like TikToks like?
Like TikToks.
And
where girls are now raging against beards.
Well, here's the thing. It's going to turn the other way.
Yeah.
It always does.
Always.
And so this says, now this is the New York Times talking about this. According to a popular beard blog, there have been 4 great beard movements in history. So there are periods of time where you can see men had beards.
Yes.
And then other times where it's thought of as like you're a loser. Mm-hmm. You know, you're hiding something.
Yeah. Or you viewed as low class.
So, second century, the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, and the late 19th century, and we are currently in the 5th beard movement.
Mm. We're living in the glory days of a 5th beard movement?
It's a renaissance, and it is true. I mean, hell, the New York Yankees, for heaven's sakes, have... gotten rid of
well-groomed beards.
Yeah, they've allowed beards. And
we have a vice president that has a beard.
Yes, exactly. Politicians are wearing them now.
Yeah. Ted Cruz.
Now, traditionally, beards have signified virility.
Mm.
Though in the 60s and 70s, the last great beard renaissance, they came to symbolize rebellion, literal and cultural, against the establishment.
Yeah.
So what they mean now, that's for you to decide. Mm. What we're doing here, but
yeah, beards used to be like it was a biker thing, you know, the outlaw image.
But we now
means you're a chef and you've got a whisk tattoo on your neck.
We are in the age of the beard.
Hmm. Well, I mean, does it say something that Are we the first fully bearded show in fan history?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
I think we may. Well, for
we didn't have a show in the 1800s.
No. Well, Colin never had one. Like, Kermit didn't have one. Those early days, John Lund didn't have one. Furness didn't have one. And then for a
we might have had a show in the Middle Ages on the fan. Who are our middle-aged hosts? Oh, then, wait, that's us.
And then it was you and me. And then, like, we added, like, none of the Wilcox and Demers and...
I feel like everyone has a beard now to the point where you don't even notice it. You know?
I mean, but...
And so when I'm thinking, to answer your question, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, I don't even know who has a beard and who doesn't.
No one else on the staff has a beard.
Really?
No.
It's just us?
Swag doesn't.
Does Dirk?
Meringue does. He's got a goatee.
He's got a goatee. That's not a beard. He's Moraine's still doing that 1992 thing. No, Sprague doesn't. Dusty doesn't. Patrick doesn't. He's got a mustache.
Dusty's got stubble.
Yeah. I think we're the... One, I think we're the only show, and I think we're the only show in fan history. We have a fully bearded show. I think Dirt has...
Manliest show at the fan.
I think Dirt has some form, but his isn't... His is like... I think he's got... I don't know what you call that. Like so a three-day beard.
This is saying that the new facial hair renaissance seems intrinsically connected to the current discourse around masculinity and the manosphere. Mm. There is little, after all, more redolent of manliness than facial hair, the visual expression of testosterone.
Oh, yeah.
It's no accident that J.D. Vance is not the only member of Team Trump to have a beard. So do Donald Jr., Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, and Senator Ted Cruz. Yeah, Teddy Cruz is rocking a beard these days.
Butching up. And yeah, it looks like Dirt has he's got a light beard, but he does have a beard. So the fan staff is beard light.
Well, male facial hair, they're saying now, has become cliche because everyone's got it. And so once that happens, it is inevitable, it has always happened, that people will start moving in the other direction. So shave your beard tomorrow.
No.
Yes. Be a pioneer, Jace.
No. Although you could convince me to shave and go mustache.
Me too.
I'm bald. So bald, no facial hair. Nope. Welcome to the penis gang. I'm all right.
All right. We got to wrap this bitch up, don't we?
Let's do it.
We'll do that next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.